Open your Bibles again to Psalm 1. There's a lot of repeat that I have to do. In the process of writing three books, one on grace, one on meditation, and I'll write one on praying in the Spirit. In Psalm 1, a description is given us of what it takes to be a meditator. Now, when I give you the subject, you're going to listen real close tonight. Meditating releases ever-increasing manifestors. I want you to look at those words now. Meditating, when a person learns how to meditate properly, they are released as an ever-increasing manifestor. In Psalm 1 here, beginning at the first verse, there's a certain type of lifestyle that you have to function in to be a real meditator. Meditating actually is pondering the word into your spiritual and digestive system, and your imagination become holy. Meditation makes you think like God. So it says here, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You see that? Nor stand in the way of sinners. See that? Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. So there has to be some type of restriction in your life to become a meditator. You have to have a love for God. Meditating is not just with the scriptures. Meditating is with God himself. Every time you pick up that Bible, he's sitting there looking at you. How far are you going to go? How close are you going to get? I know the scripture in Matthew 4:4 said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I don't think the word proceeds out of the mouth of God unless you become a meditator. You can get all the preaching you want, but you got to get in there so that word can get inside of you. And then look at John 6:63. I didn't finish this. I know it. Look at John 6:63. Powerful word. I think it described meditation. Yes, sir. It is the spirit that quickens the flesh, profit and nothing. The word that I speak. What you want to lie? I speak unto you. Yes, sir. They are spirit and they are life. Because when God speaks the word to you, you turn into the word. Yeah. Yes, wait a minute, I'm going to say, you turn into him.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. You didn't have the same authority, same power, because he passed it over to you. But it will not happen without a meditator. All right, one more scripture. Isaiah 55. Meditating releases ever-increasing manifestors. Manifestors are individuals who have meditated and went beyond the scripture to God. Went beyond the Bible to God. Sound funny, don't it? Sound funny, don't it? Yeah. Beyond. See, holy men, as they're moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the scripture. So in order to read or get revelation out of the scripture, you're going to have to be moved by the Holy Ghost. And actually, the scriptures turn into God himself. Most Christians have never had real fellowship with God. They got quiet. I know, get quiet. But they haven't spent enough time with him. God don't accept no part-time love. In Isaiah 55, verse 8, begin to tell us why it's so important to spend quality time with God. And over there in Psalm 1, he says, you need to live a clean life. Now here he reveals in Isaiah 55, 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And he goes down. You need to read that to the end of the chapter. He goes down. You may be seated. Before I go any further, I'm going down to this prophecy that I got in prayer. I want you to listen carefully to the words. And it's a prophecy that describes a meditator or meditating. Letting the divine influence you at all times. Releasing meditation consecration. You will see things and hear things that will promote you before you arrive. So that means as you sit here tonight,
yes, sir.
You're being promoted. Not just arriving in new position, but having the power to maintain in the presence of God. You're called to attract the supernatural on a daily basis, on purpose. Listen, your life is ready for this leap. Go for it. And it will come to you. Get ready. For you're being anointed to be a meditator.
Yes.
I didn't say the last word. I just want, because I'm going to say the last word here. Because when he gave it to me, I said, get ready, for you're being anointed to be a meditator demonstrator. What I say? Your life going to be so different. Your manifestation will be so different. That people begin to ask you, what are you doing?
Yes, sir.
And I must train you that you can train them how to meditate.
Yes.
The last part of this prophecy says, receiving the call to be a meditator, manifester in your life.
Yes, sir.
And it's strong, but it's that's strong, man. That's real strong. That's real strong. Let me give you these notes so you can have these too and go on. Because all we're working on is Ephesians 4, 11 through 16.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we want to get y'all somewhere. So meditating, releasing, ever-increasing manifesting. So there's a level of manifestation that you're not going to get to unless you learn how to be a meditator. I don't care. I didn't say a memorizer.
No, sir.
And I don't care how many scriptures you can quote. It doesn't matter because, see, meditate or meditating causes all scriptures to turn into God. I'll say that again, man. When you're really a meditator, that scripture. Well, that's like we look at John 6:63,
yes,
Matthew 4:44.
Yes,
I'm afraid we haven't been here. I question myself on this. More the deeper I get into it, there's places that God want us to be, want us to go, want things God want us to do, the thing that God wants us to have,
yes.
the thing that God wants us to share with others.
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to tap into some virgin territories in the spirit. So don't get too relaxed because you know 32 scriptures. Because I'm asking the Holy Spirit, oh my goodness, to help us not let this pass us by. Direction from the Holy Spirit how to meditate. Meditating releases ever-increasing manifestors. Meditating the word will heavily download in your spirit so that you may know with absolute certainty of these things that you're being taught beyond all shadow of doubt. Download. So when you're meditating, you're downloading. Now remember when you am to meditate, the Holy Spirit is actually there to help you. And he'll take you deeper and deeper and give you enough breath, enough anointing to handle the depth you're going into. Quite naturally, there are people that are not going to understand you. Because all you want to talk about is God.
Yes, sir.
Family members are going to cut you loose. Already done. They're gone already. You're going over that man at that church. Now, I went and dedicated church Sunday morning, apostolic, and Lord, don't let me lose it. I want to get it, and I know some of y'all going to have to cry a little bit after I say this, but we are moving from we shall overcome.
Come on.
Two, I am an overcomer.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's what meditation do for you. I believe that we could not be promoted because we have too much confidence in men. And the Holy Spirit is trying to take us deeper and show us something else, but that man standing there. How it feel to Jesus, you talking about you should overcome, and Jesus says it's finished. So we are called to live a finished life.
Yes, sir.
Finish everything that needs to be finished.
Amen.
First John chapter 5.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now everything you listening, everything going to start changing in your life. Because you begin to ponder the scripture and the scripture turning into God.
Yes.
Turning into Jesus.
Yes.
Turning into the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, First John. Chapter 5. Verse 4. But whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And we ain't shall overcome. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Either you have faith or you don't have it. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Overcomer. Now, I want you to get these words too. Here is your supernatural source of unlimited increase. Here's your supernatural source of unlimited increase. Turn to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Look at somebody and tell them, I'm growing.
I'm growing.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
Yes, online, do the same thing for me. Find somebody. Open the door and holler out in the street. Jeremiah 29:11. We'll read three or four scriptures here. I notice what he says here. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Whoa, what you want to do, Lord? To give you an expected end. But I can't give it to you if you don't expect it. And you can't expect it if you got not kotala mosike. You have not got close enough to me. You studied reading the same scripture. I won't take you somewhere else. Did we look at Isaiah 55? We looked at it, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
All right. And John 5, we looked at it too.
Yes,
sir. Now, sometimes I write and type without a subject, or without a verb, or without an adjective. But I know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know what all, I don't know what verb, what adjective. There is increase waiting on you that you've never received before. There's increase waiting on you that you've never received before. Got it?
Yes,
sir. So you expect, if you're paying attention, expect that to show up you never received before. Oh, hallelujah. God's pioneering spirit. God's pioneering spirit. Never heard it before. Will be upon you. New territories of blessing. You keep taking to the Ephesians 4:11 through 16. That's where you should have been, living apostolically,
yes,
speaking the thing. You got to obey you.
Yes,
get ready to be a pathfinder in the body of Christ. It's time that you become a pace setter to increase the faith of others. Somebody got to do it. Look at this, pioneering in the spirit realm into manifestation, constantly opening the valve of the increase of God's presence. Come on in. And you need to have these footnote scriptures. I'm not going to read them. I talked to you about them before. John 3:27. And 33 and 30 and 34. Psalm 115, verse 14. Turn with me to John 5:39 again. 39 and 40.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Whew. Help me, Holy Ghost. John 5:39. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. They will testify of me. Look at that scripture. Look what that scripture is saying. Look, you can read all the scripture you want. Look at it. Search the scripture. For in them you think, in the scripture, you think you have eternal life, and they are what testify of me. In other words, you can read the Bible all you want. If you don't see God.
Yes, sir.
And some people think they're going to be saved by the Bible. No, the Bible is a pointer.
Yes, sir.
Holy men, as is moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible.
Yes,
holy man going to have to read the Bible,
yes,
by the Holy Ghost,
yes,
to make contact with God.
Yes,
God is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
They that worship him must worship him how?
Yes,
so then what the 40th verse says? Wait a minute, but I got scriptures though. Wait a minute, I got scripture. You mean to tell me I can have scriptures and not come to him? Go back to that 39th verse. What? Go back. Search the scriptures.
Yes, sir.
So I got scriptures. I'm searching. For in them you think you have eternal life, or you think you have abundant life, and they are there which justify me. So what he's saying, I got to stay long enough till God says something.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
So one of your points you want to put down is you don't never do this. Searching scriptures, but not finding God.
Wow.
Searching scriptures, but not finding God. And don't base it on feeling.
Wow.
Not based on feeling.
Yes,
no. These I call it supernatural facts. Now, just like the statement, we shall overcome, here's another shocking statement that we're going to cross this, we're going to cross it though. Denominations are dump trucks that God did not make.
Yes, sir.
All of them.
Yes, sir.
They men organized. But God didn't make none of them, because God won't make nothing split his children. God ain't made no Baptist. He ain't made no Catholic. He ain't made no Word of Faith. He ain't made none of that. We're all supposed to be the same thing.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I heard in the spirit, boy, there's going to be some jumping now. Denomination of dump trucks.
Wow.
That God did not make. God wanted his children in dominion as one man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I see it. You see it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. We're building on being a meditator, which make us a manifester that can't be stopped. So meditating is attendance to the word properly, or attending to the word properly. What that means? Yielding to the Spirit to let him tell you what it means.
Yes,
look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Meditating is attendance to the word properly. My son, attend to my words. See now, these three verses are going to show you aspect of meditating. Meditating is attending to the word. He didn't say read it. He didn't say write it. He said, well, when you attend to something, when you attend to a baby, you want to make sure the baby diaper clean. See what I'm saying? So in attending to the word, you can't rip and run. You got to slow down.
Yes, sir.
And what God is saying, with the hardest deal you're dealing with right now, let me talk to you.
Yes.
Don't run off with that scripture.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to you.
Yes, sir.
That scripture is pointing you to me.
Yes.
I may have another scripture I won't give you.
Yes, sir.
If it look like it's not working, stop and say, God, what's up?
Come on.
You know, God don't mind that. You challenge me. He don't mind. I mean, I know because you challenge me by being the pastor of this church. I'm ready for it. Because God put me here. So if you know you can challenge me, you know you can challenge God. God said, you can challenge, go ahead and challenge me. Matter of fact, I want you to challenge me. Why are you not getting no result? Why are you not happy? Why you keep counting them $40? Stop counting and sold something.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm gonna get you out.
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking from experience.
Yes, sir.
Go to verse 21. Well, hold no. Go back. Go back to 20. What I saw. I attend to my word, all right?
Yes,
but he said something right after that.
Yes,
that's John 6:63.
Yes,
look at John 6:63 again. Hold that and go to John 6:63. See, when he said, my saying,
yes, sir.
I'm saying it to you.
Yes,
not to David,
yes.
Not to Abraham.
Yes.
But that's it.
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking to you.
Yes.
If you pay enough attention, go slow enough and let me do it for you.
Come on.
So I would say by the Holy Ghost tonight, nobody in here got a problem. It's a moment for you to shift gear. What did he say? My goodness. It is the spirit that's quickened. That's the next voice. Is it? Oh, well, we was in Proverbs, right? Go back to Proverbs. Go back. Was it with 20? Let's go to the 21st voice. 424. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. That's the way meditation works, all right? All right, the next verse, 20. Wait, go to the next verse. For their light to those who find them. And help to all that flesh. So could it be you've been using scriptures to get healed? But you have not pondered long enough? And the healing manifests when he get ready for it to manifest. It's already there, but you got to catch up with it.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to myself too.
Yes.
You got to catch up with it.
Yes, sir.
You always got you covered. What I say?
Yes.
Now, here's another thing meditation will do for you. It produces divine rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 through, you know, they say, come unto me all you that labor, heavy labor, I'll give you rest, take my yoke upon you.
Yes,
see, when you're meditating, you go into that rest,
yeah.
A divine rest. And through through circumstances and situation, sometimes you need a rest.
Yes, sir.
In other words, the manifestation has not showed up where you can see it physically. You know it's there. Now you're going to rest. Because you know you can trust it. I say trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Huh? Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll do what? Anybody getting help?
Yes, sir.
Online. Wave at me. Well, we have no problem that is not solved.
Come on.
Now watch them, I'll get prophetic on you. We have no problem that is not solved. That's a prophetic word to you.
Yes, sir.
It's solved.
It's
solved. But you don't know what I'm going through. I don't need to know. I know God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I saw him handle Goliath.
Come on.
He handled the Red Sea.
Yeah.
He handled the Jericho Wall.
Yeah.
Huh? He handled the lion den.
Yeah.
He opened the Red Sea for millions of people to cross it.
Yeah.
Made it a highway.
Yeah.
You know, when water moves, it's supposed to have mud hole.
Yeah.
We got to let God back in. And we're singing, come on in. He said, let me in. Let me in. I've been trying to come in. So remember now, meditation produced divine rest. Then Matthew 11, 27 through 30. I'm going to go on because I got a good many more things to say to you. It's been about a half hour. Now, it sounds like teaching repeats itself to make sure you get it from another angle. Meditation is going beyond scriptures to God himself.
Uh-huh.
Let it manifest. You have the voice, Joshua 1:8. You have that voice. That's a powerful voice. God's spirit constantly turning loose your abilities to manifest. And we read Psalm 1. 1-3. I'm going to tell you something about Psalm 1, 1, 2, 3. Chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3. You must know how to keep evil influences out of your life.
Amen.
That's what that Psalm was. That boy was a meditator,
yes,
but that boy kept his life clean.
Yes.
He ain't walking the counsel of the godly. And you can't go talk to all them crazy folks. All these denominations was making everything okay. Just love them. You know, everything all right. The dance, oh Lord. Woman, the suit the woman got on is four size too small. Everything hanging out. She up there singing. Oh, slap. Go set your tail on. Now, I've said this in one way. I'm going to give it to you now out of its outline. It's time to open the portals of the supernatural. Going beyond scriptures into the presence of God himself.
Yes,
going beyond scriptures. Oh, hallelujah. In the presence of God himself.
Yes.
Going beyond scriptures.
Yes,
No disrespect for the scripture. The scripture assignment is to bring me to God.
Yes, sir.
It's time to open up. And when you do that, the portals of the supernatural are going to open.
Yes, sir. That's good, sir.
Praise God.
Praise God.
So it's time to open the portals of the supernatural, going beyond scriptures into the presence of God himself.
Yes, sir.
You can't stop in scriptures. Whoa.
Yes, that's right.
You got Matthew 4:4 and John 6:63. We're talking about meditation.
Yes, sir.
Meditation releases your authority because of intimacy with God through the scriptures. So everyone on the sound of my voice tonight, your authority is rising.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, some of y'all ain't said nothing. Jesus Christ. I'm giving you my whole life and you ain't saying nothing. Jesus Christ. You know, you don't get this out of a popcorn machine.
No, sir.
Hours and time spent with God. Because I won't know what route to take.
Yes.
You got to go over. You got to go over. Go over it. Go over it again. Go over it. Listen to it.
Yes, sir.
Now, turn to Psalm 139. See if we got verse 23 there. I'm going to make a statement. And this is needful, what I'm about to say about this. Meditation will search your thoughts. We need somebody to search our thought. When you're meditating, you're opening yourself up for a searching.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, meditation, you're going to have visitation of repentance.
Amen.
Because you're going to say, before we can go that deep, we got to handle this up here.
Yes, sir.
How far can I trust you? Search me, O God.
Yes, sir.
Know my heart. Try me and know my thought. Can you say that?
Yes, sir.
See, now that the person who is a pecan picker, you know what I'm talking about, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all there messing around. He can't say that.
Yeah.
Person who playing trick, playing game, they don't want to be searched.
No.
Search her. But I want to be shook down.
Yes.
I want to know if I'm missing it.
Right.
Yes, yes. Search me, oh God. Know my heart. Try me.
Yes.
What I'm thinking about. Know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me and leave me away everlasting. I see some say, I won't go that far. I love you, Reverend. But that's too far there. Because I got some things in the box that I don't want to get out. I remember when I got saved, I had some of the boys come to my house. You know, my wife was there. She said, can I talk to you a minute? So I said, come on, man. We're going over. You ain't coming back no more? Now, they go to church. They go to church.
That's right.
See, you're not... No, man. Say, we've been in the church. You can come on back out there with us. I said, man, I ain't coming back. Someone won't cry. They all cut me loose. One was calling me, you know, one called me, talked to me, so I saw him. I said, look, man, I got a guest house. Come stay with me 2 or 3 days. I ain't heard from him no more. I don't want to get that close to you. You contaminated. Psalm 119, verse 11. Meditation saturates you with the word of God, right?
Yes, sir.
And you begin to see what God sees in every such a way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm going to give you that again. I want you to have that. Meditation saturates you with the word of God. Why would it say next after you saturated with the word of God? You didn't just read it. And you begin to see what God sees in every situation. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Meditation is putting yourself in alignment to manifest. My thoughts, my ways, my words. Now, in case you don't know, in my closing, God spoke to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
That shifting that you need to make. You go back over those notes, you'll be able to make that shift. Sit down with a scripture and say, Lord, talk to me.
Yes.
And when he began to minister to you, to some degree, the scripture not going to make no sense. Take you into a deeper realm, a deeper insight, a deeper illumination, a deeper understanding. A deeper wisdom. As I study about meditation, I recognize that the average Christian is living below their means. Now watch what I say. They're trying to live off of scriptures. Man, I've been to all the theologians calling each other right now. What are you saying? Scriptures is contain God. They are to relay and release God to you.
Yes.
When that happens, Satan knows he had lost the battle.
Yes, sir.
But a person take time. Boy, I can sit down and ponder the scripture with you right now. We can find so many things out of one scripture. Because like the Holy Spirit, all the angels all come. Jesus Christ. When you take time with the scripture, we're the reason the church is not taking over like she should. The church trying to join the crowd.
Yes, sir.
I walked off from so many organizations. Some of the biggest preachers in the world. Lord told me, I was on a board with one of the largest ministries in the world. He asked me to be a board member. And I'm sitting at the table, we had a meeting. They were trying to find a name for the organization. And the Holy Spirit told me the name, so I just said it. He said, that's the name right there. I said, okay. But then my time was up. I said, thank you so much. I wrote a letter, one sentence. You don't write no long letter when you resign. I told one of my friends that he called me and said, man, I'm gonna write a letter. I said, no, here's how I wrote mine. You write yours like that. He wrote that long letter, that man next Sunday, tore his tail up worldwide. Right, me telling me. I said, I told you I don't write nothing. All right. Bible said, give no place to the devil. But I want you in my clothing, I want you to consider deeply that something dynamic was transferred to you tonight. And that situation, I don't care if it's been 14 or 28 years. Going to be dealt with different now.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit will give you a scripture. You know, And you got your reading time, right? You read the Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
And one might jump out on you. Scripture jump out off the page on you. Stop that. Park there for a few minutes.
Yes.
Have your pen and a pencil ready. He about to say something to you.
Yes.
Now remember, what, see, it's, people get scared, but I'm not scared. What God says sometimes sounds foolish.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all don't like that, huh?
Yes.
I said, what God says sometimes sounds foolish. Now, the foolishness is not on God end. Most of the time, the supernatural don't make no sense. The man blind, wasn't he? Blind man. Blind man. It was mud in the man. Didn't told him, go wash. Man can't even find the place. Go wash. So I close with this. I want you to be one. Meditating releases ever increasing manifestors.
Yes,
because you're going to be moving at a different dimension, a different depth. You're going to have a greater trust. Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. You got to be deep enough to do that. I mean, we say we're doing it, but we worried on both ends. You got it?
Yes, sir.
We'll keep going along this line. Given the Holy Spirit in meditation enough time to download things in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's good, sir.
Yeah. To override what's going on.
Yes,
yeah. Give God a chance to come out of the scripture and hug you.
Yeah.
And tell you, I know what you're going through, but just listen, stay here with me a few minutes.
Yes,
I'm going to show you how to walk out of it. Actually, class, your problem is your promotion.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, oh, my God, he's talking backwards. That, in the spirit, that's the way it is. Your problem is your promotion because you're about to be taken off of that level. When that problem looks for you on that level, you're going to another level. Tell somebody, I'm going to another level. Within the meditative release of increasing manifestors, you have a promotion before you tonight. That's a promotion.
Yes, sir.
That's an offer,
yeah,
of a promoted Christian position.
Damn.
Right there before you tonight. See, so sometimes we teach these things and we go through them. Tonight I'm just lagging a little bit, and we don't recognize how important it is what God is saying to us, and we're not in the same class. Promotion is there. You all with your Bible. I don't recommend your iPad. I recommend your Bible. Something about that Bible. Have it there and read it. And I'm not talking about a bunch of translation either. Because a lot of them translators, I don't really move by the Holy Ghost. I think they move by English. And it's smart statements, you know. Bright statements. who got a problem in here. What else you got? You got a problem?
Promotion.
You smart girl. Promotion. You got an answer. That's why we're here. All I got to do now is everything I need to do, I go to the scripture. Open this Bible up. Tell God I need some help. Give you a scripture. Stay there with it. And you even can close it. But stay there with it.
Yes, sir.
Your meditation changes your imagination.
Yes, sir.
Every thought of evil is flushed by the Holy Ghost and given things supernatural. Come on, son. Praise God.